From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Pakistan to call world attention to a major crisis, the worst floods in that country in decades.
I'm here this time for the second time to share my sympathy and solidarity of the United Nations together with the people and government of Pakistan at this time of trial.
About 6 million people lack basic necessities such as food, water, and shelter. At least 1,500 people have died. Authorities fear more deaths may occur because of disease. They're also concerned that more heavy rain is expected, which could cause reservoirs and dams to overflow. China is observing a national day of mourning today for more than 1,200 people who died in a huge mudslide last weekend. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
Cinemas and karaoke parlors closed for the day nationwide, while concerts were cancelled and coal miners stopped work in memory of those who died in Zhouchu in Gansu province. Thousands of people gathered in Beijing's Tiananmen Square for a remembrance rally. On state television, they were shown shouting cries of encouragement to the stricken area. At the scene itself, more than 5,000 rescuers and victims stopped for 3 minutes of silence before returning to work. New rains and flooding have brought problems to neighboring Longnan City, killing 34 people. Now 120,000 people have been evacuated, and officials have warned they're in dire need of relief supplies. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
There were several bombings and shootings in Iraq today. At least 7 people were killed. 3 of the deaths occurred when a gunman opened fire on worshippers as they were leaving a mosque in a town just south of Baghdad. Mosques are often full during the holy month of Ramadan, which began last week. French police had to evacuate the Catholic Shrine of Lourdes today after receiving a bomb threat. Some 30,000 people had gathered to observe the holy day of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary, many of them sick or disabled. Authorities are investigating an off-road race in California's Mojave Desert that turned tragic last night. A truck plowed into the crowd. 8 people died. 12 others were injured. Freelance photographer David Conklin was taking pictures of the race.
There was just bodies scattered everywhere. I saw several very bad injuries. One girl I saw with what appeared to be a head wound and a very large puddle of blood, and several people attending to her.
The race was being held 100 miles northeast of Los Angeles near the city of Lucerne. A judge in Buffalo, New York this morning dismissed charges against a man who was suspected of being involved in a mass shooting yesterday. Gunfire erupted outside a downtown restaurant, killing 4 people. The district attorney said he had serious second thoughts after interviewing more witnesses. You're listening to NPR News. 2 officials at an Arizona state prison have resigned their jobs after a prison break last month. The unit warden and a unit security chief had been criticized for lax security at the prison at Kingman. 3 inmates escaped July 31st, apparently with the help of a woman who threw wire cutters over a fence. The alleged accomplice and one of the men are still at large. Police say both are experienced long-haul truck drivers and may have tried to change their appearance to avoid being recognized. Abby Lincoln died in New York yesterday. The jazz singer, actress, and songwriter had been in declining health for the past year. NPR's Laura Seidel reports Lincoln was also known for her passionate commitment to the civil rights movement.
Lincoln's singing style was often described as intense and arresting. She was often compared to Billie Holiday. Lincoln was born in Chicago, raised in rural Michigan, and then went west to pursue a singing career. In the 1950s, she made her first album and appeared in her first film, a Jane Mansfield vehicle called The Girl Can't Help It. She married and collaborated with the jazz musician Max Roach, and in the 1960s got involved in the civil rights movement. After divorcing Roach in 1970, she began to write her own songs. Lincoln released her last album in 2007 when she was recovering from open-heart surgery.
A flame that flickered one day, then died away.
Abby Lincoln was 80 years old. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
The first family went sailing this morning off the coast of Florida. The president and his family are taking a brief vacation in the Florida Panhandle, partly to drum up business for the region's tourism industry after the oil spill. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.